Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I know how restless and frustrated I was, and so I assume they were in the same state we were in.
How do we feel about the fire, Tomlin, Chance? Gentlemen, Bob, you go first. Is it something?
It's not just a game. It's not just was from game one game. This is about years of something that's been building, unless it changed, and it hasn't changed. So I think it was just going to head in that direction. And finally, yesterday was the kind of performance that would have started it. You know, am I surprised? No, because the performance was not good, and they were struggling, and here they are still doing the same things that they've done over and over for the past several years,
yeah.
Which is be good enough to be in contention, and they still may win the division. That's the crazy thing about it. But no, I understand why that happens. It's just
I don't think I would engage in it if I were there, because he has won. He has been a very good representative of the city. But I get it. But I get it. I do get it. That's A. And I defend the fans' right to do it. That's B. And C, and most importantly, like I said at the top of the show, if you're mad at Tomlin, you should be madder at the guy who's above him on the food chain. That's the owner.
You know,
I think a sell the team chant would make a lot more sense than a fire Tomlin chant.
I think
it's the guy above him.
A trade Tomlin chant would be a lot more realistic from the fans. That's what they really should do.
That would be good.
But it's really interesting, guys, because Tomlin talks about going into opposing stadiums that are a hostile environment. His own home stadium has become a hostile environment for this team because the fans are so fed up where they are anti-Tomlin, booing Renegade. It is becoming a hostile environment at home.
Does this happen, and I ask this not jokingly, does this start to happen at Penguins games like it did with Canada?
No, I don't think we're going to get to that, no.
It became such a movement.
You sure about that?
No, not sure. I just don't at the moment.
Movements start very small, and it started yesterday.
Now, Fire Canada became national.
It was. I remember Fire Canada was at golf tournaments at Lake Tahoe in the Celebrity Invitational.
Yeah, I'm not so sure if this gets real ugly, it doesn't spread.
Well, if it does, it does. But, you know, people were frustrated. They should be frustrated because they expect something more.
The wrong target.
Predicated on what everyone had talked about at the beginning of the season about historic. When you say words like that, you better be careful the words you choose, because historic is a word that suggests you'll be better than a lot of teams that have come before you, and there have been some pretty good defenses.
And how amazing is it that they're actually setting all the wrong kinds of history? Are they going to give up more yards than any Steeler team in history? Is that what they're on pace for?
I believe they are, yeah.
They just made 50-year history yesterday. I mean, you start talking like that and the exact opposite happens? And you haven't won a playoff game in 8 years. I had a guy comment on my Post-Gazette story saying Starkey always says they haven't been competitive in a playoff game in 8 years. Well, I'll tell you this. Mason Rudolph had him within a touchdown in Buffalo in a playoff game. That's pretty competitive. Okay. I look back on that game, and I had zero thought that the Steelers were going to win that game. It felt like Josh Allen could score 50. But, dear reader, if you would prefer to phrase it as they've never been within double digits in a playoff game, except the one in Jacksonville, where the Jags scored with one, or the Steelers scored with 1 second left on the clock, if that made you feel better.
Yeah.
They've never really threatened to win a playoff game in the last 8 years. Is that accurate, Bob?
And in that Bills game, I never felt that like they were close to winning it, even though it was, you know, as that guy described, a one score game. It just never felt like, just
they
like
lost
yesterday,
by two touchdowns.
Never felt like a game that was going to get on track and they were never going to win that game.
Right.
And I think that's when you take a halftime lead again and you come out and it didn't take long for everyone to feel, oh man, that's going to happen again. So that's what you're fighting here. You have to win games in big situations. And until that happens, this whole theme is going to continue.
Top of the hour, Bob. We apparently have a Patrick Queen, Trey Essex feud building on social media.
Excited Former players have gotten into it pretty good to hear lately.
Yeah. Well, they don't like what they're seeing when they hear. I'm sure when they hear one of their own defensive linemen complaining that he took physical abuse from the quarterback, that might not sit well.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And then when you watch them just get pushed around and really embarrassed on their home field, and you have the home fans booing Renegade and all that, this is uncharted territory right now, Bob. Is it uncharted or charted? Do you know?
I think it's uncharted.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think.
Limits, do you have a thought on that?
I thought it was uncharted, but I do have a way of thinking that there are some other letters and words that are not actually there.
Let's get one more call in here.
All right, here is Paul in Pittsburgh.
What's up, Paul?
Hi, Paul.
Hey, how you guys doing? I just want to break down, you know, Rodgers had about a 10-minute interview. It starts with, you know, him saying, you know, some home field advantages, referring to the crowd. I mean, 20 years ago, that place would have been rocking. It was not rocking at all until the fire Tomlin chants or the, you know, the booze on Renegade. I was there last night. Safety's heels were at 9 yards from the line of scrimmage. There was no pass threat at all. I mean, I understand it was windy, but, you know, 9 yards from the line of scrimmage. They're not worried about anybody beating them one-on-one. T.J. Watt, if you listen to Rodgers, you know, he says, oh, I think T.J. would take some credibility of saying, you know, some things. Not one time did TJ say, I need to set the edge. You know, every time they'd run zone scheme, they'd, you know, bounce outside. Well, that's TJ's job, you know, playing outside linebacker there in a 3-4 deep. You set the edge, filter everything back to your linebackers. Linebackers are sticky. They can't shed blocks. There's a lot of issues in, you know, there's a lot of we need to be better, but not I need to be better from TJ Watt. And I think that's a really, really bad thing to have for someone getting paid $41 million. Minka said it, you know. Cam said, you know, we need to, you know, take responsibility, be in our gas. Well, you know, it seems like they're both saying it. No one wants to call TJ Watt out for it, you know.
Yeah, and
Rodgers extended plays. No one gets open.
It feels like from what you're saying, I appreciate the call. It just sparks a thought in me, Bob, that a lot of people who have been scapegoats around here, maybe it wasn't their fault. maybe it wasn't them. Maybe it wasn't Matt Canada. When I watch a game where the Steelers get fewer yards than any time in Matt Canada's whole tenure, whole horrible tenure here, the thought I have is maybe Matt Canada wasn't the problem. When I see a defense that still has horrendous communication issues and still gets riddled the way they do in the air and on the ground, I start to think, maybe Minka wasn't the problem around here, was he?
When you look at Minka's numbers here, you'd bring that up for this year. I mean, he had a pick two yesterday, intercepting a two-point conversion and returned it all the way. But he leads them in tackles. He has six pass defenses. He has an interception plus the pick two and three fumble recoveries.
Yeah.
Sounds like pretty good work for safety.
Maybe he wasn't the problem. Maybe, just maybe, the guy who's been here the whole time, the two of them actually, Art and Mike, maybe that's where the problem lies. Am I off base there, Lemons?
Well, Canada was a problem. I mean, let's not act like,
They stuck with him a lot longer than they should have.
But why are they still so bad?
Well, you are right that there is a much larger overarching problem that has not been fixed.
No, but I'm not excusing Matt Canada there. I'm saying, man, getting rid of him sure didn't solve the problem.
No, it was a very, he was just a small little peg of the problem. He was a branch on the very large tree.
Did Romo say that during the broadcast that Arthur Smith is a great coordinator?
He said he's been a great coordinator.
Tennessee,
would you? I mean, great.
I mean, they're the number one seed. You know, one point. Derrick Henry, Ryan Tannehill.
Yeah, but they went.
He hasn't
Atlanta,
been that in years, though. That's the point.
Yeah, exactly. I thought it was a
little bit over. He had Derrick Henry.
And AJ Brown. Prime.
Since he's gone to Atlanta and here, I mean, I've never heard so much praise heaped upon a guy who's doing an awful job. Really. But that's not the problem either.
No.
Again, he just got here and the same stuff is happening. It's at the top. What else was I going to say, Limits? It was about the booing. It was about something else. Now I can't remember. Let's hit another call first. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years.
All right, here is Steve. He's in Shaler.
Hi, Steve.
How you doing,
Steve, what's
there?
Up?
Good.
How you doing?
We're good, thanks. How are you?
Great. Our strength is our edge guys, correct? We're loaded with edge guys. Highsmith, Watt. What kind of defensive plan would you have Joey Porter as an edge guy? How many times did Joey Porter get stuck on the edge alone? He did a great job making tackles 6-7 yards, but he was the first guy there. So when you talk about 250 yards rushing, that is the reason. That's an issue. But I still don't count them out. Spread the ball out. If you're going to go down, let Rodgers throw the ball, give him a shot, and then let it all play out, because we brought him here to give him a shot. So let him go out and throw the ball 30 times.
How much longer are you going to watch this? I mean, the Chargers game was a disaster, and that looked worse yesterday. How much confidence do you have left in him?
Not much, but at this point, it's their only shot.
What happened to the Mason Rudolph sentiment that was rising around town? What's happened to that around here at 928-9370?
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm going to tell you, Mason is okay for those games, but, you know, you bring him in. We didn't bring Mason in here to win a playoff game. We brought Rodgers here to do it. So let's go down swinging and let him throw the ball. We're not out of this yet. I mean, you can pout and everybody can pout, but there is still a hope. And, you know, we're in December and we're playing for a division title. So.
Oh, right, right. Only because the other teams stink too. But you are right, technically, about
But they
that.
Had the other teams dead to rights, really. I mean, there was a time when, you know, you thought Baltimore at 1-5 was,
yeah.
How are you going to dig out for that? And then Cincinnati, without Burrow and playing like crap, there was no challenge at that point. You just got to win your if you win half your games have left, you should cruise to a division championship. But they've allowed these teams to re-enter the picture.
Joe, I saw this Seth Rohrabaugh tweet.
Yeah.
Mike Tomlin would say something like, we can't eat soup with forks. We need spoons. Then the Steelers will sign a 2018 Pro Bowler to the practice squad.
Man, he seems to love to collect these guys who used to be good, Bob.
Yeah, and that's, again, that's the whole Band-Aid effect that I talked about earlier. If you start patching up all the holes with guys who have nice resumes, that's fine if they can still do what they've done. And in many cases now, we're seeing that with everyone they brought in, mostly, that they haven't been what they've been in the past. And you're paying for past performance. And again, Darius Slay is on my top of the list there. I just don't think he was worth $10 million.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.